Let's head over to the Vision Homeowners Newsline at 6:36. We're joined by City Council President Pro Tem Richard Scorman. Richard, Friday, you made the announcement that you would be stepping down from the City Council to focus on your business efforts at the end of the year. And let's talk a little bit about that decision to do so.
Yeah, it was a very tough decision for me because I just ran in April and really thought that the pandemic would be over and our business would be back to normal by about now. Everybody thought people were going to get vaccinated, and it just hasn't happened. And unfortunately, I just have to devote full time to our business. My wife Patricia and I run it together, and it's just not going as well as we'd like it to be. So I have to be a restaurant owner again.
Well, was it difficult hurting a business as well as the community through a pandemic, through an emergency, a crisis of this magnitude? Is that why you finally said, that's enough, I can't be splitting my attention?
Yeah, it really is. It's hard not to be a 30, 40-hour a week council person, and everybody expects it, and that's really what we run for when we're running for office. And normally, when the business was successful and it wasn't COVID, it wasn't a problem. But we have to remake ourselves. We have some good competition coming into downtown, a new bookstore chain from Denver, and then the restaurant part just isn't easy these days, especially if you're a brick-and-mortar restaurant like we are.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of the things that you're going to have to do. Obviously, reimagining what not only the bookstore part of the business, but the restaurant looks like in this post-COVID landscape.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're going to be building a big area out in our back parking lot, and it's going to be a big tent area with lots of airflow. We'll be able to seat a lot more people, and that's that's going to make a big difference for us in terms of the restaurant. Plus, we have modernized. That you can now order your food over an app, and you can get it delivered, and all the different things that other businesses have done. We're doing as well, and we'll be able to have a much more efficient kitchen. And the third part is that we got rid of our big monster gas pizza ovens, and we now have electric ones, and so we'll be able to have solar-baked pizza. We got 117 solar panels on our roof, and so we're excited about that, too, being more efficient.
Wow, and people can have mission-oriented food and eat, so that will be
right.
Something different, something new. Let's talk about where you're leaving city leadership at this point. Do you feel now that the election and these funding measures that Colorado Springs, or at least one of them that Colorado Springs had fought hard for, do you think that it's now a good time to leave?
Well, I want to let everybody know that I'm not going to stop caring, and so I'll be around to help from the sidelines, not from the dais. But it was disappointing that the TOPS initiative didn't pass. I was one of the founders of it, and we were quite excited to bring it up. But it just wasn't the right timing. It wasn't a good election for something like this. People are struggling these days with gas prices from the pump and at home, and they're worried about inflation. There's just lots of other pressures out there. And so we put this in front of the voters, not realizing that, but we'll go back again.
Right. And that was, when you consider the timing, it seemed like it was cumulatively getting worse, certainly at the time when the initiative was first discussed. I'm sure that wasn't even the concern. I mean, the concern was getting through the pandemic. Let's talk about what you want to see happen for the city council as you're leaving.
Well, I feel like I am leaving everything in good hands. It's a group that's working well together. I always joke and say it's one of the few governments I know where nobody fights, and they really have the best interest of the citizens at heart. And so, mayor, this council, I feel real comfortable leaving. But I hope that they really do come up with more dedicated funding for our park system. It's been the stepchild for quite a while. And public safety is always first, and I can agree with that. But I think we need now to make sure we have those great recreational opportunities that we all love and why we love living here. And then I hope that we can really put more housing choices together for our community, have the marketplace be able to do it, and to be able to do it in a way that people can really afford to live here. That's been the part that is a little scary about Colorado Springs right now.
Exactly. And obviously, you will serve on the council through the end of the year. Is there anything really that might be on your mind that you might want to try and accomplish in these last few months?
Yeah, just really wrap everything up. We have our budget, so we have to approve that. And there's always lots of moving parts with that. But my hope is that I can be there to help train my replacements and just to really let them know what all the issues are in District 3 and the city, and be able to kind of pass along some of my institutional history. I have been on council for 13 years, so got lots of good stories to tell my new replacements.
Absolutely. And then, of course, as you mentioned, you'll still be leading from the sidelines, and I'm sure that replacement can always find you down on Tejon Street as well.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be the bald guy with the apron on.
Yep. And don't forget, in a couple weeks, you'll be the bald guy in a elf costume again, correct?
That's right. I'll get to be able to, I'll hopefully be able to plug those meters and greet everybody and thank them for shopping downtown. It's really, people have to make a little bit of an extra effort, but boy, we sure appreciate it.
Well, and it's just this year is going to prove the importance of these downtown shops, of shopping local, especially with all the supply chain issues. And Richard, we just thank you so much for joining us this morning and for your 13 years of service to Colorado Springs.
Yeah, and thank you for inviting me on your show so much, too. You guys do a great job, so it's a mutual appreciation.
All right, well, thank you so much, and we'll be seeing you down at Poor Richard's.